A recent report in the Richmond Daily News features one current and one former teacher at Richmond High School alleging that the high school principal, Mr. John Parker, has created a very negative environment for students and teachers with the support of Superintendent Dr. Mike Ates. Dr. Ates joins us for this morning's Newsmaker to speak about the allegations, but says he can't get into some of the specifics.
I will not comment directly on any kind of a formal grievance. In fact, I can neither confirm nor deny that there is a grievance that has been filed. But I can comment on the environment at Richmond High School. And in fact, I would say it's quite the opposite of the hyperbole that's been put out there, that typically I'm in and out of every building several times a week. What I see at the high school is a climate that's really good for kids. And in fact, on practically every measure over the last few years when Mr. Parker has been here, we have increased our EOC scores in algebra. We've increased our EOC scores in English 11. We've increased our scores in biology. We've increased our scores in government. Our ACT scores have gone up. The learning environment at Richmond High School is very good, particularly for those kids who are there on a regular basis and are doing their assignments and are invested in their classes. The teaching faculty at Richmond High School is exceptional. We have a lot of very good, dedicated people who take their jobs seriously. They relate to kids well, and I see good interaction between Mr. Parker and the students, between Mr. Parker and the teachers. It's totally different than what's been portrayed at this point in time. And in fact, I have results from a couple of faculty surveys that show the vast majority of the teachers like what they're doing. They like being at Richmond High School, and they like the environment that they have created for students there.
Well, it is alleged that some teachers have left the school district because of the environment. You called the allegations hyperbole. Why do you think that these are coming forward if there's nothing to them?
You're beginning to venture into an area that I cannot comment about. There are some things that have been discussed in closed session. I've not been included in some of those closed sessions, but certainly the things that are discussed in closed session are closed. They're confidential, and I am prohibited by board policy to speaking towards all of those things. I would say that if you remember when Dick Vermeil became the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, one of the things that he did was he cleaned out the locker room. He sent all the malcontents away. In every organization, there are some people who are resistant to change. They don't necessarily buy into particularly increased rigor or increased alignment with state standards or being directed to do certain kinds of things that administratively we might feel are important to the organization. Unfortunately, in some respects, fortunately in others, we don't have the luxury of cleaning out the locker room. We deal with the people who are on staff. We try and make the best use of their talents for the benefit of students. But having been a high school principal, as well as assistant superintendent and superintendent, you're never going to be able to please everyone.
So do you think it's just a matter of staff weren't cut out for the job at the end of the day?
Again, I can't speak necessarily to any particular individual. It's true, we have a number of staff members at all levels that come and teach here a while and move on. That's the nature of teaching. Many of those don't live in the community and live in the metro area and find a job closer to home, so they don't have the drive. Others are married and their spouse is reassigned or moved someplace else, and they move, obviously, to be with their family. There are many, many, many reasons as to why teachers choose to move to another school. Robust environment, I would say it's probably not much different than any other environment. When my first high school principal's job, I think we had 22 faculty members, and in a typical year we would have 5 to 7 who would either be brand new or would be looking to move. They'd come there, they'd get some experience, and then they'd move to a bigger school system that probably paid a little bit better. And we see some of that here as well. So there are multiple reasons for teachers leaving the district, whether it's elementary, middle school, or high school.
It sounds like you are standing behind Mr. Parker. Do you have full confidence in Principal Parker in his capacity as principal?
I have absolute full confidence in John Parker. And my confidence in Mr. Parker is based primarily on the fact that the litany of all the improvements that have been made both physically and educationally in the building with students, with staff, I believe a very good environment, and I credit him for 90% of the changes that have been made, and those are positive.
KMZU News has verified reports from past students at Richmond High School who say that the allegations, in their view, do have an air of truth to them. However, a teacher at Richmond High School was not immediately available for comment. If you have a story that you would like to share with us, you may remain anonymous. Send an email to news@kmzu.com to get in touch. To hear this interview again or to read a related story, visit kmzu.com or share the story from the KMZU Facebook page. Be sure to tune in weekday mornings at about 7:25 for the latest KMZU Newsmaker. I'm Brian Locke.